This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.
My name's Luke Milborn. I'm 18. My pronouns are she and they. I've been in the community pretty much my entire life and really love being part of the arts scene. So I've done Festival of Voice, Denmark Arts, Brave New Works, the Panto, the school production, school music and my own music stuff. So as you probably tell, I do love the arts. Being part of the community that way, I also love photography and snorkeling down at all the local beaches. And then I've also worked in the community through like organising through school. So I was on the student council for the last 3 years and was student leader last year. So through that, working on this with the school board to do their work and to help kind of guide the school. And then next year I'm going to be heading over east to Australian National University to study physics. So currently the volunteer work that I'm doing is with the Denmark Community Foundation. So I joined their board and now I'm in their marketing position. I became a volunteer with the Denmark Community Foundation partly because one of my friends was like, hey, I was in their old position of youth advocate and I think you'd be good at it, and put me through. I also just already was doing a few things like being on the school board, and I really enjoy helping out and trying to like make a difference in the community. So I think going onto the DCF board was just a continuation of that, in that wanting to make a difference in the community and find a way which I can give back to it. I think for me, I get out of it that connection, that community, because especially, you know, growing up queer, you really work out quickly that it's all about the people you know and the communities and the support you have. And so for years I've really wanted to like create those networks, create those connections, and I think volunteering helps create those because you're providing support to the community. And I've got so much out of the community, all these programs that are volunteer run, like, you know, Festival of Voice, that have changed my life, is all this impact of volunteers. So when I see that, I then want to do that myself and kind of give back a little bit of the influence that I got out of the community. I would say that it's not as daunting as you think, and it's not as big a commitment as you think. There's a lot of people I know, and like I was very busy when I first joined school full time, and I had a job on the weekends. So I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, give enough. But pretty much every volunteer organisation is happy to just have an extra set of hands, even if it's just 1 or 2 hours a month, because it's really just about putting in something. And so for anyone that's thinking about it but is like, oh, I'm not sure, I don't know if I have the time or the commitment, you can start off small. You don't have, they're not going to force you to do hours and hours of work a week for it. It's just going to be those little things that you can help out, you know, doing the wash-up stand at the markets, little things that you can do to help the community. And so just get into it because it's really fun. And a lot of people say you're sacrificing your time when you're doing volunteer work, but I don't think of it like that, because for me it's great experience and a lot of fun. So I don't think of it as sacrificing. There's a mutual gain for the community, both for myself and for everyone else. I think my favourite volunteering moment was just after I first joined the Denmark Community Foundation, when we had the bushfire come through early last year. And I come in to our first meeting after the bushfires, and there's a full funds set up already, donations coming in, and that inspired me to then run a fundraiser at the high school, and overall we were raising around $50,000 for the community directly to help people from the fires. And I think it was this amazing thing for me to see of like how quickly we can respond as a community and how much we can help each other and support each other and make a difference immediately after these terrible events occur.
This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.